Good evening. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Thulane. Tonight, I want us to look into the five ministries of the Holy Spirit, which are Holy Spirit, the teacher, Holy Spirit, the remembrancer, Holy Spirit, the guide, Holy Spirit, the deliverer, and Holy Spirit, the revelator. However, in the interest of time, let's focus on Holy Spirit as the teacher and the remembrancer. By the way of introduction, let's read together from the book of John 14, verse 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said. Dear beloved, this verse refers to the Holy Spirit as an advocate. So, what is an advocate? An advocate is someone who'll stand in the gap for you. Someone who'll come through for you. Which means this scripture has defined and clarified the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives as the followers of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, let's reflect on the ministry of Jesus Christ. Immediately after his baptism by John, he went into the wilderness for 40 nights and 40 days, or 40 days and 40 nights. And he was tempted by Satan. But because he was commissioned to overcome sin on our behalf, he defeated Satan. He demonstrated that the Holy Spirit in him is more powerful than the trick and the devices of the enemy. Therefore, in our case, the Holy Spirit will teach us and remind us that temptations will be part of our life blood as the followers of Christ. Hallelujah. The other interesting thing about the ministry of Jesus Christ is that he prioritized teaching of the Word of God in his ministerial work. Therefore, as the followers of Christ, as we'll be fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit as our helper, he will also teach and remind us that we ought to prioritize teaching and sharing of the Word of God. So That will be the work of the Holy Spirit. And that will depend also on our attitude, as whether do we have a teachable attitude. Because the Holy Spirit has been given a specific assignment to teach and remind us. So we need to hold on to this Christ-like habit of prioritizing the Word of God. Christ taught so many things. I cannot put them into one sermon, but one of the things, or some of the things that Christ taught, as was love, giving, forgiveness, prayer, and fasting. So, if we so wish to master some of these things that I've mentioned here, we are duty bound to fellowship with the Holy Spirit in order for us to get an understanding of who Christ was and what he stood for. And we also learned through scriptures that there will be deception. And Christ illustrated this deception by the false teachers and false prophets vividly on Matthew 24. Now, the interesting part is that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. And one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is discernment. Therefore, Holy Spirit will teach us and remind us of the signs and wonders of the false teachers and prophets. As we conclude, we need to cherish and fellowship with the Holy Spirit as our only dependable ally and advocate that Jesus Christ has bestowed upon us. Let us pray. Father, we come before your throne of grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which you send to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, in order for the Holy Spirit to teach and remind us of what Jesus Christ stood for. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.